Dad, I'm not blaming you.
Peg, I'm really surprised at you.
So am I. I never thought I'd hear you say such a thing.
Nor did I. How you could ever believe Mrs. Clark's charge that Kay would influence me to plot such a thing is beyond me.
Well, to be frank about it, Kay, you do have a way of handling things, and you know it.
But isn't it apparent that I've done everything a woman could to be fair in this whole thing?
There's no use talking about it. Agatha Clark has gotten such a hold on Peg and her mother.
She hasn't any hold at all, Dad. It's simply that we see what we see, that's all.
But, dear, you are seeing wrong.
I don't think I am, Granny. And, Kay, if what you say is true, then why did you work it out so that Dad would try to send Mother to her cousin's farm?
I didn't work that out, Peg.
That was my idea from start to finish. Furthermore, it was the most sensible thing to be done at the moment.
I'm sorry, but I can't see it, Dad.
Peg, tell us, why can't you see it?
Yes, I'd give anything to understand that myself.
Isn't it obvious? Dad, you don't love Mother anymore. Surely you're not going to wander around Walnut Grove to interrupt your life, just as Mrs. Clark says, nor is Kay.
Oh, Peg, that's fantastic.
It's so fantastic, it's laughable.
Well, if it's fantastic or laughable, why is it that in everything you've suggested, it's been something to get Mother away from here?
Get your mother away from here?
Sure, Kate tried to get her to that farm. When that didn't go, this thing was worked out with Dr. Evans to send her to a sanitarium.
Peg, I just don't know what to say to you.
There's nothing to say, Dad.
But, Peg, please try and understand that your dad suggested, and I agreed that we'd support your mother. And you know we put it straight up to you and Bud, without influencing you, as to whom you wish to be with.
And, Peg, my land youngster, didn't Kay in desperation finally go right into Mrs. Clark's house and tell your mother, in front of Mrs. Clark, that she wasn't trying to keep Bud or drive her away?
And I made it clear, Peg, that we'd work something else out with Dr. Evans so she could stay around here.
Of course. What more could we do?
Now, Peg, use your head. Stop and ask yourself that.
Oh, good grief, I don't know. But I'm sure, even if all that isn't true, that Mrs. Clark has tried to be a true friend to Mother.
Peg, that Clark woman is no more a friend to your mother.
Peg, I see that this woman has worked on you so...
Darling, you must at least get your mother away from that woman's country lodge.
Take her to another doctor. Get his opinion.
I'd be more than happy to have you do that, Peg.
Oh, Peg, would you?
I don't know if it would be necessary.
Well, it's useless. I give up.
Peg, why don't you listen to your father?
Oh, you must, honey. Your mother's life is in danger. And goodness knows what sort of trouble Mrs. Clark is planning where we are concerned.
Mrs. Clark has insisted she isn't out for any trouble.
She is, and it's obvious as anything could be.
Peg, you're making a bad mistake. There's something terrible behind all this.
Now, that's silly, Kay.
I don't know what's gotten into you, child.
Grandma, what do you expect me to do or say? Do you want me to turn against my own mother for a stepmother?
Peg, I think you've said enough.
Well, Dad, I think enough's been said all around. If you don't mind, I'm going back to Mrs. Clark. Goodbye.
Well, all right.
I never thought I'd see Peg act like that.
Neither did I.
Well, the situation just gets worse and worse.
And there's just one hope left now.
Yes, Mrs. Jones. If Mrs. Jones can only get some information that will enable us to clear up this whole situation before Mrs. Clark does move...
Or something happens with Anne.
Yes, but it appears to be even too late for that, because Mrs. Clark is wasting no time now in carrying out her scheme for using Anne to ruin Kay and John. Because right now... we find her with Carl up at that mysterious place she's arranged to visit. Listen.
I am delighted that you like our place, Mrs. Clark.
Very attractive, Mr. Burdoff, for such a different kind of sanitarium.
Thank you.
Looks like a hotel.
Making it very ideal for your little plan, madame.
Perfect, Carl. Perfect.
You understand, I am sure. The outside appearance is to quiet the fears of our... well, inmates is a rather unfitting word, huh?
Guests, perhaps, would be better.
Ah, yes. Guests. Or visitors.
Well, it looks all right. But you're sure, Mr. Burdoff, that I can depend upon you?
Mrs. Clark, for the proper fee, which, of course, we have agreed on. I am not only dependable, but I will assist you in every possible manner. Be assured.
And how can I be sure of that, my friend?
Do you not realize that I will be involving myself in this matter as much as you are?
Yes, he is right about that, madame.
Of course. Now think for a moment. I will take this woman when she arrives, hold her, swear that this Mrs. Fairchild and her husband, the mayor, gave me instructions to keep her here when she arrives.
That's true. You will be involved as much as I will.
Which is precisely why my fees are rather exorbitant.
I would say it is satisfactory, madame.
Yes, I think it is.
Excellent, excellent. Then what is your plan?
This may all take a few days to carry out.
Then you will phone this anti-child, who I understand is at your lodge not far from here?
Exactly. Now, follow me closely. I'll be posing as the new wife of this Mayor Fairchild of Walnut Grove.
To be sure, the lady you mentioned.
Yes. And I'm going to ask Anne to meet me here at this hotel for a general discussion of the entire situation I mentioned to you.
You understood all of that, Mr. Burdo?
Perfectly, Mr. Carr. And the story is that Mayor Fairchild and his second wife are trying to get rid of this woman by secretly luring her to such a place as this.
That is the idea, my friend.
Now, when she gets here, you are to hold her.
Hold her. Oh, yes. And she'll be told that this is a hotel?
Only so she won't be suspicious when I phone her. And when she arrives, put her in a room. Soon she will begin to complain, of course.
They all do.
And then you are to tell her that this former husband of hers and his new wife arranged all this and instructed you to hold her.
All the while treating her as though something was wrong up here.
Yes, but remember, she has a bad heart condition.
No rough treatment. Be very careful of that.
I quite understand. And eventually, when the authorities arrive to get her out.
You are to shrug your shoulders, say you had no idea. You were merely following the instructions of this Mayor Fairchild and his wife, believing there was something wrong with this woman. Get it, Mr. Burdall?
Perfectly. And you will leave those pictures of this mayor and his new wife, so I can identify them should they show up here later on.
I will leave them with the gentleman, madame.
Good. Now, just one more thing. And this is very, very important. When this Anne Fairchild gets here, she'll plead with you to get in touch with me. You see?
And should I, or should I not?
Only when I phone you. Then you finally make it appear that you are giving in and suggest that you will forward to me a letter, which this Anne is to write.
Clever. Very clever. And in that letter, she is to charge...
That this ex-husband of hers and his new wife lured her here. Is that clear?
Very clear. Consider it done, Mrs. Clark.
Well, then that is about all, is it not, madame?
I think so. Now, to carry out everything smoothly. And will I have what I've been working for so long? Will I, Carl?
There is not even a faint suspicion about it now, or any question, madame. Kay and John Fairchild will never live this down.
So that's Mrs. Clark's scheme, to lure Anne to this place, disguising her voice as Kay. And then Mr. Burdoff is to get Anne to write a letter saying that Kay and John are responsible. Well, what can Kay do to protect her family from this vicious woman? Be sure to hear what happens at this same time tomorrow, when Mrs. Jones makes a discovery that may help. And one thing more. Daylight saving time ends this week. So beginning Monday, Stepmother will be heard at 10:45 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and 9:45 Central Standard Time. Now, if you've had trouble finding the right tooth powder to use, do as thousands are doing and start today using the amazing Colgate All-Purpose Tooth Powder. We urge you to do this at once because right now, drug and department stores everywhere offer Colgate tooth powder in a marvelous 1-cent sale that will save you a lot of money.
Really, it's the chance of a lifetime to stock up on this astonishing new tooth powder at bargain prices. So don't miss this sensational offer. What's more, you'll be glad you tried Colgate All-Purpose Tooth Powder when you discover that it not only brightens your teeth, but also sweetens your breath and is safe for gum massage. So don't miss our thrilling one-cent sale on this remarkable Colgate Tooth Powder. Just go to drug or department stores, buy one giant-sized can at regular 35-cent price, then pay just 1 cent extra, and your dealer will also give you the large-sized Colgate Tooth Powder. Now get your Colgate Tooth Powder for only 1 cent today before limited supply is gone. Now that's what thousands are doing to win naturally sparkling teeth and a more attractive smile. And remember, Colgate Tooth Powder will present Stepmother again tomorrow, same station, same time. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
WLOVA, Bulova Watch Time. Here's a distinguished timepiece, the 21-year-old Bulova President in the charmant color of natural gold. Curved, streamlined, an exceptional value. WJSD, Washington.
Эта история произошла много лет тому назад, пенящей весной. С обычным парнем из русской деревни, которого звали просто Педро. Он страстно полюбил красивую девушку из соседней деревни. Но боялся признаться ей, что влюблен. Магистра Веленура Штанген Циркуль члену мэру. Однажды ночью, когда он задумчиво возвращался с дискотеки, Fuck off, my little baby, and goodbye. Его окликнул ее приятный застенчивый голос. Шершеля пам, где много пункта хера. Не проводишь ли ты меня до дому, ковбой, спросила она. Пераспера от астра, баю-бай. Мои родители уехали на симпозиум, и я боюсь ночевать одна. He gets in many trouble, кокаину. И глупенький Педро с радостью согласился. Их блин, я, Volkswagen, наркоман. Пьянящий аромат любви со страшной силой ударил ему в голову. And he was very, very small, cause lino. На крыльных ногах он последовал за своей возлюбленной. He did piff-puff from his black and big gun. Стреляя по пути папирос и беломорканалу прохожих. Oh, Pedro, oh, 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 oh. Глупенький, несчастный Педро. Он находился в зависимости от наркотиков, которые принимал постоянно. Придя к ней домой, Педро скромно присел на кровать. Красивая девушка, танцуя, медленно разделась и легла с ним рядом. И они страстно любили друг друга всю ночь напролет. А когда
когда взошло солнце, они уже ничего не могли делать. А через 9 месяцев девушка родила ребеночка. Славного, но с небольшими умственными отклонениями. Во всем были виноваты наркотики, которые принимал Педро. И как позже доказали эксперты, порвавшийся презерватив. Страшная кара постигла Педро. Он ослеп. His yank висит there вниз and не стоит. Его веки навсегда закрылись, никогда уже не поднимались. Goodbye, narcotics, drugs in un momento. В порыве отчаяния Педро порвал с наркотиками. Но yank где все равно there не стоит. Но зрение к нему так и не вернулось. Стоп, наркотикс, наркомана, стоп, о. Стоп, наркотикс, наркомана, стоп. Стоп, наркотикс, наркомана, стоп, о. Стоп, наркотикс, наркомана, стоп. Стоп, наркотикс, наркомана. Стоп, наркотик.
And when the Son of Man comes, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit on his glorious throne, and he shall divide the nations before him, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he shall put the sheep on his right, but the goats on his left. And he shall say to the sheep, come ye, blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I was sick, and I was in prison, and you came to me. Thank you. Enter into your rest. They shall answer him. Yes, they shall answer him. And they'll say, Lord, when? When were you hungry, Lord, and we gave you something to eat? Lord, when were you thirsty? Can't remember. And we gave you drink. When were you naked, Lord, and we clothed you? Or Lord, when were you a stranger and we invited you in? I mean, we invited lots of people in. But Lord, I'd never forget that face. Lord, when were you sick and we visited you? Or in prison and we came to you? Lord, tell us. Inasmuch as you've done it to the least of my brethren, you've done it unto me. Oh, yes. Inasmuch as you've done it to the very least of my brethren. Oh, you've done it. You've done it unto me. Enter into your rest. Then he shall turn to those on his left, the goats. Depart from me, you cursed ones, into everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was naked, out in the cold, in exposure, and you sent me away. I was a stranger, and I knocked at your door, but you didn't open. You told me to go away. I was sick, racked in pain upon my bed, and I begged and prayed and pleaded that you'd come, but you didn't. I was in prison. You'd come. I heard your programs on the radio and read your magazines, but you never came. Depart from me. Lord, there must be some mistake. When? Lord, when? I mean, when were you hungry, Lord? and we didn't give you something to eat. And Laura, when were you thirsty and we didn't give you a drink? I mean, that's not fair. Well, would you like something now? One of the angels want to go out and get the Lord a hamburger and a Coke? Yeah. Oh, you're not hungry. Yeah, I lost my appetite, too. Lord, when were you naked? I mean, that's not fair either, Lord. We didn't even know what size you wear. Well, Lord, when were you a stranger, Lord? You weren't one of those creepy people that used to come to the door, were you? Oh, Lord, that wasn't our ministry, Lord. We just didn't feel led, you know? Well, Lord, Lord, when were you sick? What did you have anyway? Well, at least it wasn't fatal. Oh, it was? Oh, I'm sorry, Lord, I would have sent you a card. Lord, just one last thing we want to know. When were you in prison, Lord? Lord, what were you in for anyway? I had a friend in Leavenworth. Enough! Inasmuch as you've not done it to the least of my brethren, you've not done it unto me. Inasmuch as you've not done it to the least of my brethren, you've not done it unto me. Depart from me. And these shall go away into everlasting fire, but the righteous into eternal life. And my friends, the only difference between the sheep and the goats, according to this scripture, is what they did and didn't do.
Destroy the heart she serves. like a rock. All the times it seems you get unlocked, and all of your worst fears come tumbling out into the street, into the snow. I remember when you had a dream, everything was what it seemed to be, but now nightmares replace everything. You're 2 hours late. You said you thought someone had hit your gate, so you hid and were afraid to wait. Seeing shadows in the snow. Seeing shadows in the snow. Now your friend Godfrey is a perfect choice. 1 minute down, next time rejoice. He seems to have found the perfect voice. Paranoia killed me. Let's say everything he says is true. You love me, but I cheat on you. And in my bedroom is a female zoo. Worse than Clinton in prime time. I swear to you, I'm not with Jill or Joyce, or Sid or Sherry or Darlene or worse. I'm not kissing you while inside I curse. Let's play a game next time we meet. I'll be the hands and you'll be the feet. And together we will keep the beat to paranoia key of E. Now, you know mania's in the key of B, psychosis in the key of C. Let's hope that we're not meant to be. Dyslexia, kleptomania, and vertigo. Patricide A, matricide D, the same schizos. Paranoia key of E. Let's have a coda in a key of K. Something that only we can play. Maybe we'll light up like 100K. Paranoia out of key. Paranoia key of E. Anorexia, dyslexia, kleptomania, patch light A, match side B, vertigo, schizos.
But please say hello.
to my little baby daughter. Please, please, won't you just give her a great big kiss, then tell her that her stupid daddy will be coming home soon. Oh, Casey, don't you know I made me so damn crazy when I was living there all alone by those still waters. But please tell my baby, baby, baby daughter that I'm tired of now, but I'll be home soon and I'll be the daddy that I honor. Please say hello. Oh, Casey, please say hello from the stupid man. Give my little baby daughter a big, big, big kiss and tell her that her daddy will be coming home soon. But Casey, don't you know I would make you so damn crazy when I was living there all alone. But won't you please give my baby daughter a great big, big, big kiss and tell her that her stupid father will be coming home soon.
Thank you.